7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
The sycamore tree. Terrence Trent Tobster is not a real... Okay, we're going. We're on. Hello, it's 1930 UTC. That means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name, in case you were wondering... Wait, I'm going to leave these off. I'm putting my sunglasses on. I'm taking my sunglasses off. I'm putting my sunglasses on. I'm taking my sunglasses off. This is not my name. My name is actually Tobe. It doesn't have anything to do with my sunglasses. But here we are. I'm doing dubious goal. Yeah. Okay, I remember where I'm at. I'm having a very strange day. It was a strange night. A bunch of weird stuff went down. Things were just weird. And so now, I'm just outside, wandering around down by the creek, looking up into the trees, looking for owls and stuff. It is another very cool day. I was going to say cold or chilly, but it's not actually cold. It's about 8 degrees Celsius. So I've got a light jacket on, long pants. I could have just as easily have worn shorts, but... It's overcast. There's a slight breeze. There's water in the air. It's humid. The humidity is making me want to shave as long as I'm in my house. But when I'm outside, my face doesn't itch. This doesn't make sense, but trust me, it does somehow. So I'm kind of slowly approaching the creek. And I'm trying to look through all this vegetation, but all the low-level vines have started to green up. All the little plants and stuff that are all of everything, let me put it to you this way, anything less than 3 meters tall is starting to get green, especially in all this rain we've had in the last couple days. Now, where's our mati? I'm under what will soon become canopy. And I'm creeping along here, creeping. I'm looking for marmots over there on the other side of this ravine. There's water down in the ravine. Everything is wet. Everything is damp. There is mud. There's a lot of mud caked onto the bottom of my shoes from the last time we were down here. Left my shoes in the garage because they were so muddy. I didn't want to track them into my house. All right, so I see and hear little birds doing little bird stuff. Little birds are flopping around on the ground doing stuff. Hey, look at that tiny little bird. He's the littlest birdie ever. There's a really small bird under this log over here. Crazy. I do not know what kind of bird that is. Well, obviously, it's the small kind. Tweet, 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 tweet. There's bird noises over there. Look at this little bird is fascinating me. This tiny little bird fascinates me. And then and there's a blue jay right above my head going, what? I don't see any marmots. Not from where I'm standing. And I don't see anybody out on the golf course either. But I see other amenities. No, there is somebody out on the golf course. Are they golfing or is that just a maintenance guy? No, we actually have two golfers, I guess. I see a white cricket ball in the little cricket ball catching ravine. It's just a white one. Now, I don't know if I want to go down here or not. How muddy is it? How slippery is it going to be? It's actually doesn't seem to be too bad. Yeah, okay, maybe we are going down here after all. I gotta be careful, though. I do have my brace on. I do have my crappy shoes on. I'm in, basically completely in creek mode. Hey, there's a dead squirrely over here. Oh, poor squirrely. And let's go this way. All right, maybe I should crank up my my brace a little further. Okay, what has been happening down here lately? Let's go check it out. See if I can get a few more cranks on my... Oh yeah, this side is loose for some reason now. Wait, what was that? What is happening? Okay. To the creek. I'm actually at the water now. It looks lovely. I see a white golf ball over there on the opposite bank. It is retrievable, but that doesn't mean we're going to retrieve it. Oh, what else we got? Oh, there's a golf ball in the mud on the other side of the creek. There's a golf ball right here at my feet. It is a Pinnacle Gold. A Pinnacle Gold number 3. Well, it's a logo ball too. Omaha Golf Club. I really doubt anybody who belongs to the Omaha Golf Club is playing this course. I'm just gonna sort of look around here. See if I see any more golf balls laying on this side. Do I want this golf ball? I kind of don't. It's kind of muddy. And so I don't want to put it in my pocket because then I'll get mud on the inside of my pocket. But I was going to wash this jacket again soon. All right. Over into the other sort of main golf ball area. Now, there's nothing out here. But that's to be expected. There hasn't been anybody golfing in the last few days. It's just been rainy and cold and windy and somewhat wintry, but, you know, not truly winter-like. Just sort of blah. So, oh my God. Hi. Hello, ducky. There is a mallard on this tree that has fallen over. I'm going the other direction. I don't want to spook this guy. I was just walking and talking, and I suddenly heard quack, 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 quack. And there's a male mallard. There's a big tree. The big tree that fell down here. The root ball's just sticking up in the air. Oh, there he goes. Flap, 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 flap. He's going downstream about 10 meters. Wow, that was trippy. There was just, I had no idea he was there. There was just this duck. He must have been sitting down, and so I didn't notice him until I got kind of close, and he was like, quackity, quackity, quack. That's funny. That's not a place where I would expect to see a mallard. That's hilarious. Yay! So we saw a ducky. A mallardo. A green-head male mallard. Those are the funnest kind. Alright, so I'm going to head upstream. We're going to walk along the path here, see if we can see anything else interesting. I'm just going to throw this golf ball back down into the creek. It landed on a sandbar, so somebody can find it if they want it, and they'll see it when they see those other ones. So let's go walking through here, see what's happening. It has been nice and rainy. Everything's wet. All these logs are waterlogged. Literally waterlogged. All this bark is soaking wet. I think we have some pretty good moisture levels. What we don't have right now is temperature. It's not quite warm enough. It needs to be 10 American degrees warmer, which is how many metric degrees? I don't know. It needs to be warmer. So, well, yeah, let me think. It's about 9 right now, and it needs to be 15. Man, what are all these little ass birds? Hey, we got some little woodpeckers flying around too. What are those ones called? The black and white ones. I forget. So, mushrooms, fungus. We should be getting some fungally growth soon. You know, give it another week. Give me until next week for it to get warmer. Need to bring the ground temperature up just a little bit. We'll start seeing morels. Will we see anything before then? Possibly. There are various forms of coprinus that come up very early. And blah, blah, blah. And so I'm kind of looking around now to see if I see any signs of anything at all, fungus-wise. And no, I'm not, but things are greening up. I was noticing yesterday that the grass in my yard is starting to get very green. Trees are starting to sprout in my yard. That's not good, because I have all the bad trees. And things are getting green down here. There's some little purple buds showing up on some of these trees, and some of the big flowering, like plum trees or whatever they are starting to flower in my neighborhood. They're looking very nice. There's little violets popping up out of the ground here. Oh, but where's our marmots? Where's our owls? Well, as soon as we get some more leaves, I think we're going to get some more owls. I'm over here by the big, big trees. And I suspect that it's in these big, big trees, some of which are dead and have big, dead branches. There might be owls in some of the trees, but mostly down here we've been seeing barred owls, and I don't think they live in trees. They'd have to live in bigger trees. And when I say in trees, I mean actually inside, like a hollow tree. I suppose they could fit if they found a big enough hollow tree. Don't know if any of these are. But I am looking up in the air into the tree zone. I'm not seeing any tree raptors, which is too bad, because that's what we're looking for. Now, this is one of the areas where we find a lot of coral mushrooms, both crown tip and white coral, and there was another one. It seems to me that we should probably also be finding Harrisium down here, but I can't remember if I've actually found any down here or not. They should grow down here. All the correct conditions. And what do we got up here? What's happening up here? Anything? Oh, no fungal growth happening yet on these trees. But I had to look. Oh, here's a golf ball. What a surprise. What is it? It's a white Titleist number 33. How very interesting. 33. I'm looking across the creek to the opposite bank, because that's a mushroom area over there. I'm not seeing much of anything. Not that I would expect to, but that's also one of the areas where we find crown tip corals over there. All right, let's go up to this bend in the creek up here and see if there's any other ducks, like wood ducks. You'll know if there are wood ducks by the sound that they make when they fly away. Squee, 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 squee. Let's see if there's anything hiding up here. Who's hiding up here? We're looking for marmots. We're looking for duckies and other stuff too. Yep, there goes one. One wood duck. Feely, 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 fee. He decided to fly upstream. What's going on the other side of the bank here? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Okay, well, I think. Wait, what was that? I heard something. I heard another wood duck. But I cannot see him or her. What's, oh, squirrels. Then I saw movement on the ridge. It's just two red fox squirrels chasing each other. Zip, zip, zip. I thought it was a mutty. It is not a mutt. Where's my mutts? Where's my mutts? Okay, turning around. I'm heading back through the forest. Chinka, 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 da. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe, why don't we go back and play with their synthesizer? Do something fun like that. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, last time I looked, the cat was still over there sleeping for the last 3 or 4 days. And I think I figured that out. I think I figured that whole thing out. This is a weather thing. My synthesizer playing will now be... what's the word I'm looking for? Will now be dictated by the weather. How does that work, you might be asking? Well, this is complicated. So let's get into it. I have a cat. Cats are insane. And my cat is particularly crazy. Cats... Wait. Wait a minute. Wait a damn minute. Where is that coming from? God, I could swear there's been a fox down here. Again. Seems like last time we were down here in about this same spot. I'm looking around. Is there like a fox den around here that I'm just not seeing? Hello, foxes. Okay. Huh. Maybe I'm just crazy. So my cat. Cats sleep a lot. My cat sleeps a lot. My cat recently, and I mean within the last, oh, maybe 2 weeks, my cat's new routine has been to sleep on my guitar amp that's up in the living room under the window, because this is where the afternoon sun shines directly in. And she can lay on top of that, you know, black vinyl amplifier that absorbs heat, blah, from the sun, blah. And she'll sit up there until sunset, until it gets dark. And she'll wake up, go to have a drink of water, and go do something else. But she hasn't been doing that for the last 3 days. And I thought maybe it's because she was obsessed or mad at me and has to be around the synthesizer to prevent me from playing it. But preventing me from playing the synthesizer doesn't get her any more attention. So I think it's just a matter of the sun. We've had no sun for the last, I don't know, 4 days. And so the cat doesn't have anywhere to go. I think as soon as we have another sunny day, my cat will be back up on the guitar amp, sleeping in the direct sun where it's nice and warm. That area right now is not nice and warm. It's cold because it's windy. Actually, it's not windy today, but last couple days have been windy, blowing the cold in and blah, blah, blah. So I think the possession of my synthesizer will be returned to me in a few days or in a day or two, just if it gets warm enough, or sunny enough. Is that a pink golf ball? No. I thought I saw a strange colored golf ball. It wasn't pink so much as it was raspberry sherbet. You know what I'm talking about? But no, it turns out it was just a piece of broken plastic or something in the water. Trip, drop. So, that's my cat theory of synthesizers and why I can't use a synthesizer for a couple days. Now, I'm going to take this golf ball that I've been carrying and I'm going to throw it down there between the one that I already threw down there and the one that was already on the bank. And that way, anybody looking for golf balls will find all three of them. Oh, perfect throw. Okay. I'm still kind of amazed that that duck was just standing there on the log. I didn't even notice him until he stood up and started quacking. But then again, you wouldn't see him. This is pretty good duck camouflage sitting on this particular log. And the weird thing of it is, it's a very high log. This log is almost 2 meters off the water. So how do you get up there? Well, they can fly, so I mean, it's not okay, right? But you know, usually when you see ducks on logs, those are logs that are just sticking out of the water. All right, I'm looking downstream, and I was sort of actually thinking about doing a little rock hopping, maybe we go down there. But again, slippery, muddy meal, I don't know. Normally I wouldn't even question it, but again, I've got another week to go before I go to the doctor and he gives me the okay to start, you know, doing normal activity again. So I'm still restricted. I'm activity restricted. It's very still right now. Where's that marmot? I'm looking up there where that marmot hole is. Is there a marmot watching me? No? Shouldn't you be watching me, marmot? Where's that mate? I don't know. Looking up in trees, looking for owls. Things are starting to bud. There's little leaves and buds starting to form. Just tiny, tiny things. I imagine it'll get leafy in the next week. It's going to get leafy. It's going to get green. I keep thinking I'm hearing stuff up there where the marmot hole is, but no, that might just be a male float driving by. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening, but I think it means that it's time for me to turn around. And I think I'm going to go back up to the surface. And then once up at the surface, I think I'm going to go check that mate hole. See what's going on up here on the surface. If anything. Oh. Oh, yada. Kind of having a strange day. I can't really go into the details, but I sort of went to bed a little bit early last night. So I got up a little bit earlier than normal. And I couldn't go back to sleep because I was just going to sleep for another hour. And then the phone rang. And all kinds of weird stuff started going down. So I've had a really complete sort of day so far. I haven't really done much of anything. But I feel like I've been productive. I feel like I've accomplished things. Because I also cleaned out my car a little bit. Hey, what was that down there? Was that just a bird flipping and flopping around down there? Or was that a rodent? Wait a minute. There's more movement. What is going on over there? Hold on a second. I'm up on the top of the bank. Looking down. Bird. Looking down into the ravine here. Looking down into the ravine. There's a lot of action, but it's mostly birdie action. And I'm looking for marmots. Hey, there's a bird. Well, yeah, duh. What kind of bird is that, though, Tobe? I don't have my glasses on. I have my sunglasses with me, but there's a squirrel. Again, I saw movement. Sunglasses not helping. I saw movement in the underbrush, but it was just a squirrel. Just a squirrel. Squirrels are looking kind of skinny around here. Well, which shouldn't be surprising. I mean, it's springtime. There hasn't been any food for the last 3 months. So squirrels are running around looking for fresh food, fresh sprouts, and whatever else they eat. What was that? What do I hear? Well, I'm standing next to one of those purple bud trees. They're very nice. And we gotta go up here a little bit. I'm essentially walking back upstream, but now we're up on the bank. We've got about a 6 or 7 meter altitude difference. There is a bird. Who is this bird? Where did he go? Now I can't see him. It wasn't an owl. There he is. I can't tell, but it might be a flicker. Because I thought I heard, you know, like log assaulting sounds. Clack, 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 clack. Woodpecker noises. Bam, 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 bam. Jamming my beak up against this bark. Looking for some bugs. All right, I'm by that giant trio of trees. Gonna walk in here and check out this marmot den that's up here on the surface. I've been checking it every time I come down here, and no, there's still no action. This den has not been cleared out, and I don't think it was used at all last year. So this might be a forgotten den, but some marmots will eventually find it again. And when they do, I can guarantee you I'll be here watching them. Because I know where the mutties like to go. Alright, so I guess what? You know, I wonder if owls could live in that dead branch. Not some of those big ones I've been seeing, but where arm owls will start seeing owls very soon. Okay, I think I'm about done. I need to go home and do some stuff. Make some tea. Organize some stuff, and I need to do a little bit of other work. I think I have to fill out a form. What am I doing again? But it's been interesting because, geez, now I got everything out of the way. Everything I needed to do today all sort of got taken care of very early. So now I just have the rest of my day for leisure. Maybe I'll play with my synthesizer if my cat's not sleeping on it, but I know she is. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'll cook up an interesting lunch. I got some onions, I got some peppers, I got some rice. Maybe I'll just stir fry some onions and peppers and eat it with rice. Oh, and here's a little bottle. Don't pick it up, Tobe. You do not need it. It's one of the ones that I like, the good ones, but it doesn't matter. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.